Trading cryptocurrency is not for those with weak stomachs. The volatility in the markets is a crazy roller coaster ride. In today's episode, we're going to meet the CEO of Covesting.io. It's a new blockchain initiative designed to help investors match their buys and sells with successful investors. And we'll answer a bunch of your questions, and we'll check out the latest news from large companies that are entering the blockchain space, including UPS and Disney. It's like a trip to the dentist with laughing gas, but no dental work actually gets done. Brace yourself. Welcome to episode number 65 of the Bad Crypto Podcast.
Who's bad?
Googling stuff so you don't have to. This is Joel Kamm and Travis Wright, and you're listening to the Bad Crypto Podcast. Welcome, friends, whether you're existing friends or brand new friends, or we have yet to win you over and you would be soon to be friends. We're glad you're here.
Yeah. And if this is, if you're just now tuning into this show for the first time ever and you've not heard some of the beginning shows, you probably should go back and listen to badco.in/001. At least listen to those first four or five, because we set the foundation of what all this crypto is all about. We'd like to remind you of that every 5 to 10 episodes or so, because some people have not listened to those first episodes. And so if you're just trying to jump into this space now without learning some of those foundations, that's going to be rather challenging, wouldn't you say, Mr. Joel Kamm?
I would, but you know, it continues to blow me away how many people say they binge listen to the show. Like, they discover us through, you know, one episode, and then they do go back to the beginning, and, you know, people are like trying to consume all the content. Give me all of the cryptos. You know, a great place to do that is to engage with our group. We have an incredible Bad Crypto Mastermind on Facebook. And if you go to badco.in/mastermind, there's like 2,600 people in there now. And it is one of the most valuable groups that I've ever been in on Facebook, because people are sharing great content. There's no pumping of coins allowed. You know, it's real supportive community. I dig it.
Yeah, it's okay to binge, but don't purge. Keep us around. We're good. And also, if you have not jumped on Telegram yet, you should check that out. So our Telegram group right now, I believe there's lots of people in here typing right now. Oh yeah, we have over 1,500 members in our Bad Crypto Podcast Telegram group, which I believe is badco.in/telegram. There's also a Bad Education group in there, where there's some of the top, some of the more experienced crypto traders in the Telegram group. We sort of forked off the Bad Crypto Podcast.
Well, they forked.
Not an official group. Not an official group, but it's called the Bad Education group. And there's some really good education stuff going in there. So if you don't understand and want to understand more so, there are some pretty smart people in there who can guide and give us some assistance as well in real time.
You know what else is smart, Mr. Travis Wright?
You.
Well, of course, duh, on my best days. Most of the rest of the time, I'm just kind of a Dumbledore. But the Zilla app is going to be smart. And if you haven't checked out, the ICO is going on at zla.io/bad. And that's also where you can sign up for the beta app. And this is going to be a cool marketplace app. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on it, because you should be able to look at the upcoming ICOs and read about them, do your own due diligence, vote them up, vote them down, vote them sideways, or don't vote at all. That's your prerogative. You are a free agent and you can vote by not voting. But, you know, why when you can vote? Wallet functionality is coming soon, and it's going to be in the iOS App Store. So zla.io/bad. And now let's go to the mailbag.
Bad Crypto Inbox. You got mail.
Mike writes via the contact form on our website at badcryptopodcast.com. First, I'd like to say thanks for creating such a great podcast that provides information in a language that is understandable by those of us who are not so fluent in crypto. That language would be English. My question is, when you guys talk about the various investments you're involved in, are your coins trading mostly against Bitcoin? I find that not many currencies are traded against US dollar, and was wondering if purchasing heavily in Bitcoin is a higher risk because of the volatility in Bitcoin. Thanks, and keep up the good work. Mr. Travis Wright, that's actually usually not Bitcoin, is it?
Mike, great question. I would say this, though. So it depends. Now, if you go to like an exchange like Bittrex, you can exchange and trade those coins in Bitcoin, but then you can also, most of them you can trade in Ethereum as well. And some coins, like on some exchanges like Ether Delta, that's all trading in Ethereum. I've not known of any coin that you can necessarily trade with Litecoin, except atomic swaps, right? But there's very few of those. So basically, Bitcoin is the global cryptocurrency world reserve at this point, for the most part. However, you can do trading in Ethereum as well. And so what I always do is I try to figure out which coins am I trying to trade. I go to coinmarketcap.com. I click on that. I type and search for that particular coin that I want to research. Then I click on markets, and I want to figure out where are those coins being traded at right now. And then I look at the one that may, the first couple that maybe have the most volume, and then I go there. If I don't already have a trading account at that particular one, I'll create one. And then what you do is you can send over your Bitcoin and normally buy it, or you can send over your Ethereum if that's the case and buy it there. But most of these exchanges, you cannot buy crypto with dollars except for like Coinbase. There's another one called Uphold, UPHOLD.com, which is a relatively new one, but it's a US based one, so you can pull coin in. I know if you're in different countries as well, there are some other ones that you can upload your euros or upload your New Zealand dollars or your Australian dollars or whatever else, and then trade those in for. But most of the time, they are not traded against fiat. They are traded against, you know, either Bitcoin or Ethereum.
It, you know, what else is interesting, Travis, is if you play the markets smart, like you look at if one of the prime coins is up, say Ethereum or Bitcoin are up, but if a coin that trades in a pair with one of those is down, that could be a great opportunity because that means you can get more of the crypto that you're wanting to buy, you know, for your Bitcoin, right? It's a great way to leverage. And so you have to really, if you're going to dig in, watch the markets to see how the pairs are trading. In fact, I think people are going to find our interview today really interesting for that reason.
Yeah, because, you know, how they map against Bitcoin. So say, for example, this is really interesting. If you look at the chart for Monero, you can see that Monero has had some really, really big dips from where it's been, you know, as it's tied to Bitcoin. But every time Bitcoin goes on one of these big runs, then you can see that the price of Monero goes down against the Bitcoin because Bitcoin has gone up and Monero hasn't gone up, relatively speaking. However, USD price, it's still up. The price is actually up. It hasn't decreased at all, but it decreased significantly against Bitcoin. And it looks like every time that that's always happened, you know, eventually there becomes a regulation where either Bitcoin comes down a little bit or Monero ends up shooting back up to close that gap. So yeah, as Joel mentioned, there are sometimes some pretty incredible opportunities when you look at the pairing versus Bitcoin versus just the USD pairing.
Bad crypto voicemail. You have one new message.
Hi, Travis and Joel. Crypto Widow here from Pittsburgh. Here's my question. With market cap approaching $400 billion, when do we start to feel the effects on the economy since most people hodl instead of spend? Stay bad.
All right. Well, you know, this just shows how fast the market is changing. When she called in, it was rapidly approaching $400 billion. Today, Mr. Joel Comets, $587 billion rapidly.
That's 11 days, by the way, Travis. That was 11 days ago.
11 days ago, the crypto market has grown by almost $200 billion. Now, we've talked about this. We're seeing about $100 billion a week growth in crypto right now. So people are pulling money out of traditional stuff and pouring it into crypto. And again, on Thanksgiving Day, crypto was $250 billion. Now it's almost $600 billion. That's grown $350 billion in like 3 weeks. So when is it going to impact the economy? I don't necessarily know because, you know, I think people who are getting in on crypto are going to have more expendable money to play around with if they decide they want to. Most people, they're either holding it or they're using it and trading it to get other cryptos. I mean, this is one of those times in the world where there's opportunities. And so, you know, get it while it's the getting's good, right? Make hay while the sun is out. You know what? Who knows when it's going to impact the economy? I wouldn't even necessarily concern myself about that because I think fiat currency eventually will crash. The trick is to get into crypto and find the ones that you like that I think are going to be around for the long haul and invest in those because then you'll be able to trade those out whenever, and you could trade them for whichever currency that you like, not just USD. You could trade those for yuan or pesos or, you know, the Filipino pesos or ruples or rupees or whatever. So, I mean, you know, when the time comes, if you are in crypto, in my opinion, right? And again, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not sure if Joel is or not, but I'm not. And I would say that, you know what? As far as that, I'm not going to be a prognosticator on what's going to happen to the economy or when. I just know that bubble eventually will most likely pop. And in my estimation, people who are on crypto are going to be much happier that they decided to do that than those who decided to not do anything.
In his humble opinion, your results may vary.
Hey, Travis and Joel, Ryan here in Florida. Had a question for you. What the fork? I cannot seem to get any of my fork money, and I don't even know how to, like, what does it do? Does it just, like, land in my wallet? What? And how do I do it without losing all my Bitcoin? Anyways, just had that question for you. Thank you guys for what you do. I really enjoy listening to you. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you, Ryan, for the question. I've actually had experience with this. And it kind of depends where your Bitcoin is at the time of the fork. You know, certain exchanges supported the fork. And, you know, for example, Poloniex, when the Bitcoin Cash fork happened shortly thereafter, I had an equal amount of Bitcoin Cash to my Bitcoin in the Poloniex exchange. Coinbase has yet to release Bitcoin Cash for people that had Bitcoin there on the fork date, but it's coming. But I also have a Ledger Nano S. I keep most of my currency is nowhere near an exchange. And so it's safe that way. And you have to wait until the creator or manufacturer of your wallet, whether it's, you know, a software wallet or a hard wallet, when they will announce how to get your fork, and then you follow the instructions. So the Ledger had really good instructions for how to fork my Bitcoin Cash off of there.
And the Trezor is very similar. They have some other similar options to that. Now, depending if you've had it on various different exchanges, I know like Binance, they just all of a sudden populated some Bitcoin Diamond. I noticed that I have some Super Bitcoin in there now as well, which I'm so excited about, the Super Bitcoin, Mr.
See, there's nothing yet on the Trezor or the Ledger to say how to get Bitcoin Diamond, or what was the other one? Super Bitcoin?
Bitcoin Gold.
Gold I've gotten, but I haven't seen anything about Diamond or Super Bitcoin. So those forked already?
Yeah, well, they're showing up in Binance.
Huh. Are you sure they're not futures?
I don't know.
We're so bad. Travis, why don't you take
this next? There's so much going on in this space. It's hard to keep track of it all. And when all these little BS forks keep popping up, it's almost like, well, because I have mine on my Trezor, but then I've also pulled some out and then moved some over and done some other things and put some back in. So I'm like, how much did I have at that exact moment when it forked? When did it fork? How much am I owed or am I due or whatever? I don't know. I have my Bitcoin Cash. Any forks beyond Bitcoin Cash, I have them on my Trezor, and I've not been able to snag those. Have you been able to get your Bitcoin, any of those other ones? What was the one after Bitcoin Gold? Were you able to get that?
Yeah, I got my gold.
Okay. I've not got my gold yet. I should do that.
I don't remember where I had my Bitcoin when it happened, but I did get my gold.
Okay. Next question here is from Michael from our contact form on badcryptopodcast.com. You click on the little contact and there's a form there, and then Michael filled it out. He actually did it correctly. Congratulations, Michael. His question is, hey guys, Michael here from San Francisco. Love your show. Although I have to say, I love Joel just a little bit more than Travis. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's the sound of his voice. Michael, you are now banned from Bad Cryptopia. I'm sorry. How you like me now? How you like me now?
I'm you know what, maybe I should.
Your question.
Maybe I should host like this. Hello, ladies of Bad Cryptopia.
Maybe you should read the rest of this question since Michael loves you so much.
All right, Michael. Serious question. What happens to Satoshis when Bitcoin goes over $1 million? At that point, one Satoshi would be worth exactly 1 cent. Math. But what about after that? How could you continue to do transactions in US dollar? I suppose you could just constantly round up, but that will quickly leave a lot of money floating around there due to the high number of transactions, which unquestionably would be going on in the world if Bitcoin cracked 1 million. He goes on a little bit more here, but you know, I'm like, so what? Right? If Bitcoin's to that point, then who cares?
Yeah, I'm going to be so mad if my one Satoshi is worth 3 cents and I can't get those extra pennies out of the deal. Oh my God, I'm just going to sit there and be so angry with my millions in Bitcoin.
I'm good with it.
I don't know what the problem is. And I just want to say, Michael, the other guests that asked questions were my favorite this week.
More and more companies, big companies, names that you know, moving on to blockchain. And one of them comes from the story I saw on TechCrunch. UPS bets on blockchain as the future of the $1 trillion shipping industry. This was posted on December 15th, and I was really pleased because as I read this article, I saw a familiar name pop up, Mr. Travis Wright.
Yes. So if you read through this article that is in our show notes, you know, really the future of logistics and freighting will heavily be dependent on blockchain is one of the things that it says. And why is UPS, along with other hundreds of other major companies, betting on the blockchain? They want to be part of the revolution. They want to be part of the instrumental role in developing the smart logistics network of the future. They recognize if they don't get their foot in the door, someone else will. And then it goes on to say one of the companies that is working on this solution is ShipChain.
Holy ship.
Holy chain. Ship. Yeah. And they're applying blockchain technology to the logistics space. And do you want to talk a little bit about ShipChain?
Well, we've been invited to be advisors on ShipChain, you know, because blockchain can be used for greater transparency in the supply chain. It can be used for tracking, you know, and this article goes on to talk about how shippers can gain visibility across their supply chain and communicate important information such as loads, geo waypoints, and basic compliance information with carriers. And the ShipChain .io is one company that intends to solve this problem. It's a fully integrated supply chain management system, and it gives the users insights into every stage of the logistics process. So this is a decentralized brokerage system. And we're going to be talking more about ShipChain in the future. In fact, we're going to have Sam, the CEO, on in early 2018 because there will be an ICO for this. But this is one of the companies that contacted us. We get a lot of people asking if, you know, we'd be interested in being advisors. And what these guys are doing to us looked impressive enough that we said, heck yeah, include us. So full disclosure, when we talk about ShipChain now or in the future, you know, we do have ties to the organization and we'll be filling you in more about it. But I did not expect to see, you know, when I saw the article on TechCrunch about UPS and then I saw shipping, the first thing that came to mind was, oh, I wonder if this is a competitor to ShipChain. And then I see them actually talking about it in the article. So that was cool to see.
Yeah. So you could tell, I mean, as these big companies like UPS is looking into, you know, blockchain and, you know, you can see that this, you can just tell this is going to be one of those spaces. And as mentioned, you know, we have a lot of companies ask us to, well, for one, be on the show. And then a subset of those ask us to be advisors. And we've only picked, you know, a very, very couple few to be advisors on. But this is one of those ones that we think, ShipChain, that whole space could be really interesting. So UPS, you know, they're working with some blockchain stuff. And eBay is seriously considering accepting Bitcoin, not necessarily building their own business on blockchain. That might be something that is in the works, but we don't know about that yet. But the senior vice president of eBay America, Scott Cutler, he told Yahoo Finance in an interview this week that they are seriously considering accepting Bitcoin, but they are not quite there yet. And they're not talking about those gold-plated gift coins. Mr. Joel Com, they are talking
fake Bitcoin. About
cryptos.
Hashtag fake Bitcoin. No, this would be real Bitcoin. I actually, there's pictures of me that we've posted before of me holding my fake Bitcoin. I also have a fake Dogecoin, a fake Litecoin, and a fake Ethereum. I like collecting them. They sit here on my desk. You have a
fake bad coin?
I do not have a fake bad coin, but perhaps one day in the future, there will be one of those. Finally, one other major corporation, the Walt Disney Corporation. They began working on blockchain protocol back in 2014, which is real early, but just recently they did an ICO. Well, an ICO happened. A group of former Disney employees founded the Dragon Chain Foundation, and they have launched Dragon Chain. DRGN, I believe, is the symbol. And you were telling me about it, and I shifted just a little bit of crypto to pick up a few dragons myself. And it's a whole new blockchain.
Yes, it's a whole new blockchain. It's not Dragon Ball Z. You have not leveled up to 7,000. This is a little different. But this is a really exciting thing when you talk about, you know, big companies like Disney beginning a project in 2014. And then they said they dropped the development of Dragon Chain in 2016. And they decided to make that blockchain protocol open source. But then shortly thereafter, some of those former Disney employees who were working on it decided to create the Dragon Chain Foundation and pick it up and begin building out Dragon Chain into a commercial business called Dragon Chain. And so this one right here it's really interesting. You should go to their website. I believe it, Dragon Chain? Is it .com?
Yes, dragonchain.com. I like the dragon. Blockchain business magic is their trademark. Be a part of the most secure, flexible, and business-ready blockchain platform and ecosystem. And this was actually a U.S. offering. The offering's over. It's now trading, but it's only trading on Ether Delta right now. And again, we're not recommending this. We're just fascinated with it ourselves. And both Travis and I did pick up a few dragons, and we're going to see where it's going to go. This is a case where I like looking at the people who are behind it. And just when I see Disney, right, when I see that there's people that were associated with Disney here, I think, okay, these are, you know, successful people that, you know, were part of Disney's initial private blockchain initiative. And, you know, Disney's got quite a track record. So, yeah.
Yeah, Disney has a track record. And then you look at the rest of the team and you can just see there are some pretty amazing people that are on the team, not just the Disney folks, but then some other amazing folks that are on there as well. Yeah, you can tell that it's Disney by looking at the dragon that they created. But yeah, take a look at it. We're not giving you any recommendations on what to do or not, because quite frankly, right now it's only on Ether Delta. Ether Delta is a little bit of a challenge to figure out. And so, you know, I know that that's given me hours of headaches trying to get that all squared away over there. I think I finally have Ether Delta down for the most part, especially if I'm using the MetaMask feature. But that's a coin that is doing some interesting stuff. And you know what? There's all kinds of coins out there that are doing interesting things. And wouldn't it be great to figure out who the top investors are in the crypto space and then be able to follow them, Mr. Joel Comm?
It would. In fact, that is the subject of today's feature. As we get ready to start this interview with Dimitri from covesting.io, I want to give full disclosure, as we always want to do, and let you know that this is a sponsored interview. This is one of the companies which came to us and we evaluated and really like the concept of what they're doing. And so they are compensating us with tokens for this interview. We are receiving monies, in case that wasn't clear. And it's a fascinating interview. And, you know, if you want to follow along with those who are successfully investing, this could be a solution. We're not making any recommendations. Go do your own due diligence. Talk to a financial advisor. Never invest what you can't afford to lose. Consider this entertainment and information only. I don't know about you, Travis, but following people who do trading in crypto can be absolutely dizzying. And, you know, as we are not professional financial advisors, we don't give advice on investing. But sometimes I do follow some of these people, and, you know, some of them day trade and some of them are long term. And sometimes I wish there was a system that would allow me to invest without having to keep up with all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough space to navigate. You know, how do you invest smarter in this space? I mean, there are some really amazing people out there who are financial advisors who are amazing at trading at this. I think in some cases, Joel and I, like, we do our own thing. We don't really tell people what exactly we're doing, or we don't make advice at what we think other people should do. We sometimes tell people what we're doing. I've made some decent trades. I've made some horrible ones. I'm not one of the world's leading cryptocurrency traders, but it sure would be nice to, you know, be able to pay attention to people who are really good at it and have a great track record. Like, you know, finding the Ronnie Moaz of you know, crypto investing would be nice to monitor and see what they do, wouldn't it?
It would. Well, the gentleman we have with us is attempting to solve that problem with their new platform. It's called Covesting.io. And we have with us Dmitry Pruglo, who is the CEO. And they've got something that intends to provide a solution to that. Welcome to the Bad Crypto Podcast, Dmitry.
Hello, guys. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Travis.
Yeah, well, we're glad you're here. Maybe you can expound a little bit, detail this problem, you know, that people who want to participate in trading cryptocurrencies, what's the problem that they're having?
Sure, exactly. So this is actually the core of the problem, is that a lot of people actually seeing those new coming multimillionaires from the crypto space, you know, they all hear that, you know, this guy just earned $1 million trading Bitcoin, and the other guy just, you know, accidentally jumped into Ripple and made like 100% a day. And we have a lot of guys who are just willing to take part in this ride, but they don't have enough knowledge or time to do that. They might be good in trading, but for example, they have other full-time job, they have families, they do need travel or something like this. For some reason, they cannot dedicate enough time and effort into the cryptocurrency trading. So this is exactly what Covesting is trying to figure out. And being a professional trader myself, I have over 12 years of trading experience from, you know, one of the leading brokerage banks in Europe, which is Saxo Bank. So I know this problem a lot. And the problem is, you know, education, time, effort, and all this stuff. So what Covesting does, it brings copy trading into the cryptocurrency. It's not something new in the FX or equity trading space, but it's definitely not existing in the cryptocurrencies at the moment. And this is something which will definitely be the most beneficial for the ones who would like to take a ride and, you know, benefit from whatever cryptocurrencies are offering without spending a lot of time or making research and just simply relying on those guys who are sitting in front of the screens for 20 hours a day analyzing markets. And, you know, it's like the way how we say it's like thousands of traders, you know, working for you on a daily basis. That's what we're doing. So Covesting is simply allows you to find one of the hundred of cryptocurrency traders, search them by performance, check their rankings, check their track record and history of trading, find their drawdown ratios, make sure, like, just simply finding the ones which are the most suitable in terms of the risks and, you know, profits, and simply subscribing to the guy. And from that moment, all the trading activity will be automatically replicated to your account. And you can go to the beach, you can spend time with the family, and simply, you know, rely on the guy's experience. And the good idea is that you can diversify it, you can follow multiple guys at the same time, up to 20 ones.
I'm going to the beach, Travis.
And I'm going to be trading for you.
That's nice. That's going to be a fun thing here. So let us ask about this then, because, you know, it's an interesting problem, right? You're actually offering a solution for people who are maybe not sophisticated investors yet, to help them become more sophisticated in how they are investing by basically copying additional people who are doing well in the space already. Now, are people opting in? Are those traders? Are they opting into Covesting, or are you guys going out there and actively finding, maybe you're actively finding people who have, or who are using, you know, like certain Ethereum addresses or something, or how exactly are you finding these investors?
Okay, it's a very good question. Thank you very much. So first of all, we have our network of traders ourselves, since we are traders and we have a lot of, you know, guys from traditional trading FX shifting into the cryptocurrencies. Actually, a lot of traders are now going into the crypto. And I read that about 25% of Forex traders are already going into the crypto. So we have those guys already. Apart from that, we have over 200 traders signed up already for our Trading Talents campaign. So what we're doing, we're running a training talents campaign, and we're looking for traders who already have their experience trading cryptocurrencies. We interview them and we sign them up for the platform release. So as soon as the platform goes live Q1 next year, these guys are going to be standing there ready to trade. Apart from that, we're already making a collaboration with the Trading View, and we're already partnered with the Trading View, which is amazing charting software provider. And if you know, they have also like top traders over there posting their trading ideas. So we're keeping close contact with those guys who already proven to be quite well performing in the crypto space, and those guys are already with us as well. So it will be in-house traders from our network, and guys coming, you know, approaching us and wanting just to test their skills out and, you know, help the newcomers to benefit from it as well.
So where do you look at due diligence being done? Because we're always telling people to, you know, do your own research, and this kind of removes the need for that. You know, how do you reconcile the two?
The thing is that, well, first of all, the ones who sign up, we ask them to provide the track records and performance history from their exchanges accounts. So some of them provide that, some of them don't. But the most important thing is that the guys, the traders who will be signed up and trading on the platform, they will all the things that they will be doing will be transparent. So I'm not saying that in co-investing platform there will be only successful traders. No, but it's going to be survival of the fittest thing. You know, if you're good at trading, you have good performance, it's all being tracked by the platform. And the beauty of it is the transparency, that investors will be clearly seeing that this guy is working well, his profits are okay, and the most importantly, his strategy is sustainable. It's not like going up 100%, going down 90% and things like that, you know? So it's the most important thing is transparency. So every single investor will be able to see who is, you know, the best and the most suitable for them to follow.
So as a follow-up to that, that means I'm assuming that those investors that you're vetting and putting on the platform, that they get a reward for doing a good job, right? For having people follow them.
Exactly. Yes. So basically what we're doing, we're trying to implement the best part of the asset management fee structure. So what traditional asset management has is like the asset manager has success fees and the management fees. We believe that management fees in traditional asset management is not always reasonable, because sometimes he might not even outperform S&P 500, but he will still get paid. We think it's not fair. So traders will benefit by earning success fees in amount of 18% of total profits earned for investors' followers on top of their regular profit. So basically, if there was an investor following you as a trader and he made $100, for example, of profit because he was following your successful strategy, you'll get $18 as a trader for doing that. Investor will get 72%, and the platform fees will be 10%. This is what, you know, we keep as a profit for the platform.
That's very interesting. So basically, Joel and I, we say on every episode, we are not financial advisors. Do not listen.
We aren't. We're not.
However, if you do want to monitor our trading and see which coins that we're trading in, then you can check us out on Covesting and then follow our trades. And that would be something that would be totally in line with, our sort of shtick is we are not financial advisors. However, we're going to tell you what we're doing some of the time, not all the time, maybe it depends on what's going on. So that's pretty handy. Let's talk about the tech. Okay. Sure. So that's one of the things that our folks want to know about, the tech, where it is right now versus where is it heading, right? And that timeline. So where are you right now with the technology? And then after the ICO, how long will it take for your technology to be fully baked?
Sure. So in terms of technology, really exciting things are happening. So first of all, we already released our demo of the platform. It's available from our website, covesting.io. We delivered on time, and community is really excited about the interface of it and functionality. And what actually is most important is what we discovered is that apart from the platform itself, we're going to be aggregating liquidity. So what exactly it means? It means that we're going to be connecting to various exchanges. So we're going to be, we're already working actually with Liquidity Aggregator, which is putting Kraken, Poloniex, Bittrex, Bitfinex, all these guys' liquidity into one place. And then all the trades, all the copy trades, which will be made on the platform will be executed at the best possible rate based on the best execution policy. So it's additional benefit for all our members. So what's going on at the moment is we're working on integrations. We're working on design and KYC implementation and integration into the platform, into the API test for latency. And we're well ahead of our, you know, delivery roadmap. So we still believe that, you know, not only believe, but we're confident that we're going to be delivering the platform in Q1 next year. I'm pretty sure that the community will be really excited to see it over there. And it's really our top priority right now. We're really focused on the technology itself because it's definitely going to give the boost to all our, you know, existing token holders. Once the token is being traded on the exchange, it's definitely something positive because it's only few ICOs who actually delivered something, you know, at all. So most of the tokens are simply traded and not being used in the purpose that's it was originally made for. But we are a bit different. We really want to deliver the platform and we want to do it as soon as possible. And we're interested in that 100% to back up our token holders. You know?
So we're talking about the token and the symbol is COV. How does the token work within the co-vesting platform?
Okay, so the co-vesting token is actually the one and only mean, is a utility to follow the trader. So basically, in order to function in the platform, in order to go and copy one trader or another, you need to have co-vesting token. So basically, it's like an internal currency of the co-vesting ecosystem. So as soon as you can enter the platform with the Bitcoin or with Ethereum. Maybe in future, we will also introduce the fiat currencies, you know, as a way to deposit funds into your account. But in order to go and copy the guy, you have to have co-vesting tokens. And this is something which drives demand for co-vesting token up. And apart from that, all commissions, all the platform fees and everything will also be converted into the co-vesting token, bringing up its value consistently.
All right, Dimitri. So let us ask, you know, everyone wants to know about this, your ICO and how your token is working. So it looks like your ICO is live. And so depending on when people see that, there's going to be different discounts, I think, available. How long does your ICO last? And if someone were to, you know, donate an Ethereum to the cause, you know, how many tokens is that going to give them of those COV tokens?
Okay, so we are doing our token sale in Ethereum. So this is the ERC-20 token, and this is the only mean of contributing. And one Ethereum would give you 720 co-vesting tokens at this stage. We're actually now probably at the very edge of the stage two, so probably soon the amount of tokens received will change to 680 per one Ethereum, and the token sale lasts until 24th of December. So we're going to close it right before Christmas.
That's beautiful. Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Ho, ho, ho. I'll leave the rest of that to you, Travis. Fantastic. So in terms of organizing with your community, it looks like you've got a lot of different ways for people to reach out with you, Facebook, Twitter, Telegram, Medium, Reddit. Where's the greatest activity for your community? Where would you recommend that people go to discuss this?
Well, our Telegram channel is exploding every single day, and guys are really supporting us a lot. We actually have a lot of exciting stuff going on. Yesterday, we had, you know, co-vesting on the screens of Times Square. So those guys just sending out photos of the co-vesting all over the place. And we have some exciting partnerships as well. So guys in Telegram are really active, really supporting us. Bitcoin Talk is also a quite important thing, you know, to communicate and grab, you know, important information. And of course, Twitter and Facebook, just to follow the most recent developments. But in case you have any questions, our team, admins, management, myself, I'm always on Telegram channel and I don't mind answering, you know, a bunch of questions every single day. I just like to be involved in all this stuff and, you know, communicate with community because the feedback is crucial. Because in the end of the day, we're building something for these guys. You know, they're going to be using this platform. They're going to be either traders or investors. And ultimately, we want them to be satisfied with the project itself, with the product, with the platform. And that's why it's really important for us to have as much feedback as possible. So I'm trying to have this hands-on approach and be in line with everything what is going on.
Is there any other things that that maybe we didn't cover yet on this show about co-vesting that you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, I think the important thing is that we're launching Crypto Intelligence Portal, a part of the peer-to-peer asset management platform itself, because we believe that education is something which is really important at the moment. So we don't want people just to get in and follow the traders and don't understand what actually is going on. That's why we're launching Crypto Intelligence Portal. So what's going to be, it's going to be like professional traders posting their trading ideas, explaining the technical analysis. Along with that, we're going to be getting a lot of articles by the contributors who are also, you know, professionals in the crypto space, putting a lot of information and just interesting facts, you know, about 10,000 Bitcoin pizza or who is Satoshi Nakamoto and what is this blockchain thing is all about. Apart from that, they're going to be news on daily basis and also the community forum and also charting. So we're just trying to build something like a knowledge base. An interesting place to be, to communicate and, you know, stay updated about everything what is all about.
Fantastic. Well, the website is covesting.io and you can see the token sale, the white paper, all about the team, their roadmap. They've got a Medium blog bringing people up to date. There's a referral program that they've got as well where you can earn additional tokens for telling your friends if they invest as well. Are there any limitations to where people can invest from?
At the moment, well, we're regular. You mean for in terms of geographics?
Yes.
Well, as any other ICO, which is kind of having the legal structure with the serious lawyers, because we're now just being incorporated in Gibraltar. So we have this disclaimer about number of countries disclaiming that investors have to make their own due diligence before investing. So this is something that I urge every single investor to do, to make their own, you know, research and figure out if they're able to participate in the token sale.
And that's what we recommend as well. Dmitry Pruglo, CEO of Covesting.io, thanks again for joining us and informing us about your new product.
Thank you very much, guys. It was fun.
Dmitry, that was great. Great interview with him. And you know what? It's a very interesting concept to be able to follow successful investors, see what's working for them, look at their track record, and this will actually allow those investors to tap in, I believe, with like an API and a certain exchanges to ensure that, you know, they're being honest with what they're trading. And then that will give other people the opportunity to follow them potentially. So, you know what? Best of luck to them. It's an interesting concept. It would be nice to see who some of the top investors are who know what's up and then monitoring them. That they certainly probably wouldn't be monitoring Joel or Travis.
No, because we are not professional financial advisors or professional financial investors. We're in the space like you guys. We started the show because we were fascinated with Bitcoin and blockchain. We took our discussions to a podcast as we go down the rabbit hole. We're still going down the rabbit hole. And this hole not only goes deeper and deeper, but it expands the deeper you go, as we think that many of you are discovering as well. So thanks for going on this journey down the rabbit hole with us. It's a little dark down here. Bring a flashlight or some reflective crypto so that we can see what's going on, because, you know, there's mining happening down there. And yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
So I got to say about that, Jenny. Mama always used to say, stay bad.
Who's bad?
The Bad Crypto Podcast is a production of Bad Crypto LLC. The content of the show, the videos, and the website is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. It's not intended to be and does not constitute financial, investment, or trading advice of any kind. You shouldn't make any decisions as to finances, investing, trading, or anything else based on this information without undertaking independent due diligence and consultation with a professional financial advisor. Please understand that the trading of Bitcoins and alternative cryptocurrencies have potential risks involved. Anyone wishing to invest in any of the currencies or tokens mentioned on this podcast should first seek their own independent professional financial advisor. Designed to help investors match their buys and sells with success. Investors match their buys and their sells. What the hell can I not say? Self. Let's start over.